Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, this is Tom Throssell for Community Comment. Last week I had the opportunity to go camping along the Mendocino coast with some friends and family. One quiet morning, my brother and I loaded our fishing gear into an inflatable Zodiac with a small outboard motor. The weather was beautiful, the water was calm, as we drugged the boat down the beach into the ocean. As we waded into the water to launch the boat, a few small rolling waves surprised us. My brother jumped into the boat just as a wave hit, and he went headfirst onto the floor of the dinghy, hitting his chest on the fuel tank with a loud oof. By the look in his eyes, I guessed he was hurt, so I asked, "Are you okay?" He responded, "Let's go fishing." I climbed over the pontoon and into the boat, and we started the motor and headed out into the peaceful Pacific Ocean to catch the big one. We found an area that looked promising, turned off the motor to drift, and I began setting up my fishing rig. Before I even got my pole set up, my brother calls out, "Got one!" And he reeled in a nice medium-sized black rockfish. I grabbed the net, unhooked his fish, and threw his line back in the water. Before I even got my line in the water, he had reeled in two fish. Whenever people ask if I like to go fishing, I reply, "I like to go catching." As a kid, if we caught a snag, we'd tell people we caught lots of rock fish. The truth was, we caught rocks. The rockfish my brothers and I were reeling in is nothing like the rocks we caught as kids. We had a great time drifting, catching, and laughing. It's no fishtail that I did catch a few, but my brother outcaught me probably 3-1. At one point, he started reeling in another and yelled, "Grab the net, this is a big one." I grabbed the net and waited as he reeled, and there it was, a huge lingcod. I netted the thing, pulled it aboard, and as I reached to unhook the monster so he could catch another, I noticed something very odd. Inside the mouth of the lingcod was a smaller rockfish, with a hook and line still in its mouth. Apparently, my brother had caught a small fish, and as he reeled it in, this lingcod ate his fish, and he pulled two fish in on one hook. After an hour or two, we headed back to shore. We showed off our catch as we headed to the cleaning station and weighed the lingcod at 18 pounds. We cleaned the fish and prepared a delicious dinner, thankful for the bounty of the sea. That night, I awoke in the middle of the night with a bump on my hand that resembled a large mosquito bite. Weird thing was, I don't remember doing anything to my hand. My aunt, who had helped clean fish, had a similar bump on her hand and said she had been pricked by the spine of one of the fish. Within a few days, my whole hand was swollen and was only getting worse. At one point, I couldn't even bend my finger, so I did what most men would never do. I went to see the doctor. I was quickly seen, and within a few minutes of examination, the nurse practitioner prescribed me some antibiotics. I went to Lima's to pick up the meds and was back to work in less than an hour. I'd like to thank Redwood Urgent Care for their prompt and thoughtful attention. I'd also like to thank Lima's Pharmacy, who was busy that morning but still got my meds within just a few minutes. Here's the moral of the story. If you live a crazy enough fish story, you won't need to make one up. So have a great weekend out there, folks, and go live a great story. This is Tom Throssell for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.